Bezus Hashem, Yuma, Daf Bezim and Bez, and Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara at the bottom of Bezim and Aleph told us that it is not misdaber to say that the entire pasuk of Kasher Yosel B'Yom HaZeh Tziv Hashem Lasa Zechaper Leichem is coming to include only Yom Kippur in the 7 days of Prisha rule, to say that you have to do 7 days of preparation beforehand, because we had a Gzeir Shav of Tziva Tziva from the Paraduma. So the Gemara at the top of Beis and Beis is going to question that. Maybe that's not the Gzeir Shav. We know that the Gzeir Shav of Tziva Tziva from Eluim to something. Maybe it's not the Paraduma. Ve'ema Tziva Tziva Yom Kippur. Maybe it's Taka to Yom Kippur. It also says Tziva by Yom Kippur. So maybe the Gzeir Shav is telling us that the only thing we're going to learn out Prisha of 7 days for from this pasuk is Yom Kippur because of the Gzeir Shava. Where do we see that? Dechsev, because the pasuk says Ve'yas Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, and he did as he was as Hashem commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara, that Tziva is different. Danin Tziva Lifnei Asiya Mitziva Lifnei Asiya. We're going to learn the Tziva that was said before the action was performed from the Tziva that was said before the action was performed. Meaning by Paraduma, it says the word Tziva that Hashem commanded them to do it before they did it, and so too by the Miluim. Ve'ein dan in Tziva de la'achar asiya, and we're not going to learn Yom Kippur, where the Tziva, the word Tziva was said after it was done. They did as Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by Hashem. Mitziva de lifnei asiya, from the Tziva that was before the asiya. So we don't know, at this point, we didn't know exactly where the Gzeir Shava Tziva Tziva was going to from the Miluim. But it's misdaber to say that it was not going to Yom Kippur. Right? There's a number of, if you look in the Mefarshim, as Gzeir Shav has come up through Shas, it's not 100% clear what it means that you have a Mesorah on a Gzeir Shav. From this Gemara, it sounds like you have a Mesorah that there's a Gzeir Shav of Tziva by Miluim to a Tziva somewhere else, and the Gemara is Daniel on which one it is. So this is not making up your own Gzeir Shava. This is clarifying what that Gzeir Shava was. And I believe we're going to get a similar one soon. The different, what was the Messiah that they had? So let's see. Rashi says, nothing yet. Frakti Gemara, ve'ema tziva de karbanos. Maybe we'll learn it out that you need a pre-show of Zion days for all karbanos, because it says tziva over there as well. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Bayoyim tzavoysoy es b'nei Yisrael. On the day that they were commanded, he commanded b'nei Yisrael on these mitzvahs. So you have the word tziva by karbanos. Rashi says, Eim tzava de karbanos lahatzrich kol koin ha'oved b'mikdash. Any koin who's serving b'nei Yisrael needs prisha le karbanos tziva. If he's going to bring the karban tamid, or a musaf, or one of those things, he's going to be perished 7 days before. Maybe, so that's the havamina. Zok de gemara, no. Don in tziva mitziva, ve'ein don in tzavoysoy mitziva. We're going to learn out the gzeira shava of the exact same word, tziva, that says by paraduma, from tziva that says by miluim, and we're not going to learn out tzavoysoy, which is a different conjugation of that shirish, from the word tziva. Fraiti gemara, who cares that it's not the exact same word? Umay nafgamina, what's the difference that it's not exactly the same? Vatonet ve'i bishmal, we have the famous brayis of Rabbi Shmuel, by Nige Batim, Vishav HaKayin Uba HaKayin, that the procedure of after the Kayin, after the first 7 days, the Kayin comes back and he does something in the house, and then they close it up again for another 7 days, and then he returns after those 7 days, the procedure is the exact same thing. What's the Gzei Rishava? Vishav and Uba, those are not the same words. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Biyat. That the first time he comes back, and the second time he comes after that, which is the third time he's there, are under the same rules. So if we're not concerned even about the same word at all, why should we be concerned about a different conjugation of the word? So we could still say maybe it's tziva de karbana. Zok de gemara, han imili, when do we say such a thing? Hecha deleke de damile. Right, we know there's a gzeir shava between these two, and we're gonna say that it's vishav and uba. Right, so what was the mesorah on that one? We're connecting the two things, but not with the same word even, but it's Gzeirah Shavah Hestus. So Hani Mili, Heich Deleik Dedamile. If there's no similar words, then we're going to use what we have. Rashi and Nidav says that it's as if it says the same word by both places, whatever, however that works. But Avaheich Deik Dedamile, if you have two of the exact same word, we're going to use that. We're going to say that, let's say like this. We'll say that that was Gzeirah Shavah, as opposed to trying to connect the two words that is not exactly the same. We're going to learn it out from the exact same word. Rashi says, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia, Lodang Gzeirah Shavah, Zeh, we're going to learn this Gzeirah Shavah. Ma Shiva Chalitz V'Kreitz V'Tach, they take out the stone, and they clean it up, and they plaster over it. Af Bia Chalitz V'Kreitz V'Tach. So the same procedure that happens after 7 days happens after 14 days. Fine. Now, going back to the drasha, so Tziva is very clearly talking about paraduma. So we learn that out from that Gzeirah Shavah. The Gemara Darsh invite there in that pasuk lechaper. The word lechaper in that pasuk elimaisa yom kippurim. That's the procedure of Yom Kippur. Right, the Gemara. Who says lechaper is talking about Yom Kippur? Ema kapara de karbonos. Maybe it's talking about the atonement that happens from any carbon. Rashi says, "Ve'ema kapara de karbonos kigon carbon yachid, karbonos yachid." An individual, a person brings a chatas or an asham, tichsiv behu b'kama koymes v'chib l'avakayin. Well, there's an atonement. So maybe if a kohen is going to do the avodah in Beis Hamikdash to bring a chatas yachid for somebody, he's got to be perished 7 days before. Fakti Gemara, how could you do that? Mi adina and high kohen misrami debayik leprisha. How do you know which kohen it's going to be? Who is going to be there at the time the guy shows up with his chatas, that he's going to have to do it, that you're going to have to require him prisha. Rashi says, Mia dinan hai misrami v'alaya de payas hayo oivdin. What they used to do was, they used to draw lots to see who was going to do the avodah, gidamrina lakaman, like the Gemara is going to tell us later. Problem is, Mefarshim say, that there's no payas, there's no lots that are drawn to determine who does the karban yachid. The Mefarshim explained that, so what Rashi says does not apply to Karbonos Yachid. Rashi just told us we're talking about individual Karbonos. This rule of the pious doesn't apply to that. So Mefarshim explained that according to Rashi, in this Havamina that we would need Prisha, then we would upgrade the Avoida of doing the Karbon Yachid to the point where we'd say that it's just like it's a just like the avodah that they do for the Karbonos Tzibur that needs a lot drawn. So it would be like that also by the Karbon Yachid. But Lemaskanas HaGemara, where we reject this Havamina that you should need Prisha for even a Karbon Yachid, then it doesn't have the same standing and you wouldn't need to draw lots. And we taka don't draw lots. It's whoever shows up, whichever coin is available at the time, is going to do your Karbon Chatas. Fine. So the Gemara asked, how do we know which kohen it's going to be that you're going to make him be perished for a week? In fact, the Gemara, Amri, Alam Alai. Why not? I have an Eitzah for you. You have a problem with that? Nibai Le Prisha Lukule Mishmeres Beis Av. Right? Every week of the year, if you know from the Kinnis, every week of the year has a different family of Kohanim working. And each of those families is subdivided into the days of the week. So if I know, if I'm a Kohen, and I know that my day of the week is Tuesday, then a week before that Tuesday, then my Mishmar is going to be up in Beis HaMikdash, we'll have the whole Tuesday Chevra be perished for 7 days. So there is an Eitzah. Whoever's going to be working in Beis HaMikdash that day has an Eitzah if I know what day that I'm part of.
It's also by day or it's by week?
Both. They're subdivided.
24 Mishmaros, they each get 2 weeks of the year.
Right, with four left over, yeah. So but each week. Mishmar is subdivided by days. There's the base Av is subdivided, so you have,
Mishmar's base Av is, I would have guessed Mishmar's base Av was the whole Mishmar.
No, that does not make any sense. Right, okay. So, yeah. So if you know that your Tuesday of Yeshevav or El Yashiv or whatever, or Bilga, then the week before, you'd have everybody who's a Tuesday of El Yashiv. I don't know why that's the one that I remember. But if you know which Mishmar, if obviously you know which Mishmar you were in, but you knew what day of the week that you were serving, you'd be perished the week before. What?
Knew the day of the week.
Yeah. Okay. Rashi says, "Hachi garsidun amri alam aloi." Why not? Niboy prisha lekulim mishmeres beisav. Alam aloi bitmiya. Why not? Einecha yachal loymer. You can't say behem prisha. Har yesh loymer. I could tell you like this. I'll call beisav shel mishmeres achalukin limei Shabbos. Each beisav, which was the subdivisions for each day of the week, l'shamish ish yomay, that everyone will work on their day. Shiv v'shu kol beisav shivas yamim k'adim hayoyim akvulay. So if my beisav is a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so I'll be perished the week before. Fantastic. So now that we have a hechatimtzah to entertain this havamina, why not? So the Gemara, danin davar shekavu lo yizman, davar shekavu lo yizman. It makes more sense to learn out that it's referring to Yom Kippur because it has a set time from the miluim, which has a set time. La'afuke karbanos, the exclusion of the karbanos of a yachid, the kol yoyme isnu. That happens every day. And it's not comparable to the miluim, so we're not going to run out from the miluim. Okay, Rashi says davar shekulo zman yom kippurim. We're going to learn out something at a set time. Yom Kippur midavar kulo zman is a miluim, as it says over there, because b'yom ha'chodesh harishon be'echad l'chodesh takim, that on the first day of the first month, which we know from Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you erect the mishkan. V'hu ha'yishmini l'miluim, that was 8 days from the beginning of the miluim process. So 7 days of prisha for the kohanim when Moshe Rabbeinu served and was putting it up and taking it down. And the eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's when the Kohanim took over. Okay, so it's not a carbon yachid. Fekti gemara ve'ema regalim. Maybe the pasuk's telling us that we do prisha for the regalim, Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos. We'll talk about Shavuos later. But maybe all of the shalosh regalim need prisha. Fekti gemara, no, because there's three of them. It's more mistaber to learn Yom Kippur, which is only once a year, from the Miluim, which was only once a year. La'afuke regalim, and we're not going to say that the mitzvah of Prisha applies on the Gemel regalim, delav pamachas b'shana ninhu, because it's 3 times a year, it's not 1 time a year. Rashi says, anayg pamachas b'shana, miluim pamachas hu dehava b'shana. It was only once. It's only once in history, but it was only once. They talk about as far as the, I think in the times of Ezra they did it. I don't know if that was Deraisa or that was just a Zecher to the original one. But either way, it's only 1 time a year. Okay, fine. So it's not all 3 regalim. Ve'ema regal echad, maybe it's only one of them. V'chi tema, so you'll tell me, okay, so which one? Lo yadinan ha'minayu. Ichag ha'matzeis. Maybe it's Pesach, Hoyel Upasach Boya Kosev Tchila, because the Torah always begins talking about the Moyadais with Pesach. Ichag HaSukkos, or maybe it's Sukkos, Hoyel Meruba Mitzvah, because there's more mitzvahs on Sukkos. So there is a svara to say one way or the other. Pnei Yeshua says, we might not have a hachra, but the Torah has a hachra. There is some svara to say such a thing, that one of them has precedence over the other one, according to this Havamin at least. So maybe it's only one of them. Maybe the Torah is telling us that for one of the 2 regalim, the Kohanim have to be perished 7 days before. Zok the Gemara, Eladanim Prishas Shiva Liyamechad, Prishas Shiva Liyamechad. We're going to learn out Prisha of 7 days for the Avodah of 1 day, meaning Yom Kippur, from the Miluim, Mi Prisha Shiva Liyamechad, Ve'ein Danim Prisha Shiva Lishiva, Mi Prisha Shiva Liyamechad. And we're not going to don that you should have 7 days of preparation for Pesach or Sukkos, which is 7 days, right, for 7 days of Avodah, from something where it was preparation of 7 days for 1 day. Rashi says, Ichag HaMatzos Kloimar, what does this mean? Yeshen Chaloimar, I could tell you that Shalchag HaMatzos Nemar, that the priest was said regarding Pesach, Hoyel Upasach Batchila B'chol Malkum, because it's always the first thing the Torah talks about by the Yamim Tovim. Oya Chag HaSukkos, Hoyel Merubim Mitzvasei. Or maybe it's Sukkos, because it's got extra mitzvahs. Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, and Nisuch HaMayim. If you look in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Aleph, he lists the mitzvahs of Sukkos in the exact same order as he does over here, which I guess is noteworthy. Okay, L'yoyim Echad, B'shul Yoyim Shmini. Oh, that's right there. Okay. No spoilers. Frekta Gemara ve'eim Shmini. Maybe we should have Prisha for Shmini Atzeres 7 days before, right? We'll be mafresh the kohen who are doing the avodah on Shmini Atzeres for the entire sukkah. The Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad Hu. Why would I say that? Because that's Prisha of 7 days for 1 day. So the Gemara, no, but it's still different than the Miluin. Don and Davar She'in Kiddush Lefanav, Davar She'in Kiddush Lefanav. We're going to learn Yom Kippur, which doesn't have any Kiddush, doesn't have a Yantif before it. Mi Davar She'in Kiddush Lefanav, from the Miluin, which didn't have any Kiddush before it, because from Chav Gimel Adar till Rosh Chodesh Nisan was just regular days. Ve'in Don and Davar She'in Kiddush Lefanav, and don't learn Ashmini Atzeres, which has the whole week of Sukkot, the Kiddush of Sukkot before it. Mi Davar She'in Kiddush Lefanav. Rashi says, "Yom Echad b'shul Yom Shmini Levada." Okay, ve'im Shmini Atzeres. So maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Frekta Gemara v'lav Kavachaymer hu. Wouldn't it be a Kavachaymer to say that Shmini Atzeres, which has kedusha before it, should need prisha because it's more special? Hash the davish ain kedusha lefanav by prisha. We see by the miluim that at least. It's a davar that doesn't have kedusha before it, and you still need prisha. So for sure, davar sheyesh kedusha lefanav lekol shekein, something that has kedusha before it, should certainly require prisha, because it's extra special. Amar Rav Misharshia, so Rav Misharshia says lo yazek siv. Doesn't the pasuk say by the miluim hazeh kasher? Where is it? Kasher also b'yom hazeh. So, what's the hazeh? Rashi says, "Kasher also b'yom hazeh." Kazeh lo hisrich prisha ela dugmasai. The Torah, sorry, only requires prisha for something similar to miluin. Dahainu, no kedusha before it. So that's where Rashi says excludes Shmini Atzeres from the mitzvah of separating the Quran for 7 days. Rav Ashi Amar Miyakamidi de Ikar Regal by Prisha Tafaldi de by Prisha. Rav Ashi has a different svara. He says the main yantif of Sukkot doesn't require Prisha. So the secondary yantif, the Hainu Shmini Atzeres, is going to need it. It's only Tafal to Sukkot. I Vafiu Lamanda Amar Shmini Regal of Neatzma. You'll tell me that Shmini Atzeres, we know from the Gemara elsewhere, is a Regal of Neatzma. It's considered its own yantif. Hani Mili, it's only considered its own yantif le'inyan pazar kashav, regarding the six halachas of pazar kashav. Av le'inyan tashlumin, as far as tashlumin for bringing your korban chagiga that you didn't bring on Sukkot, tashlumin derishon hu, it's considered a makeup time for the first one still. So it's considered still considered an extension of Sukkot. The hatnan, because the Mishnah says in chagiga mishalei chag b'yom tov harishon shel chag, somebody who did not bring their korban chagiga on the first day of Yantif of Sukkot. Chogeg v'hoylech kol haregel. So you have all week, kuloi, entire week of Sukkot. V'yoyim toiv achrin shel chag. And Shmini Atzeres. And you still be yotze, you can still make mekayim the mitzvah of bringing your chagiga from Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. So it's considered secondary to Sukkot, and it's not mistaber to say that that would have more of a reason to do Prisha than the rest of Sukkot, which we know doesn't. Rashi says, Le'inyan Pazar Kashav. What's this? Pei is Pais La'atzmai. She'in Pais Parachag. When it comes to bringing the bulls that are brought on Sukkot, they don't draw lots to do that. They just have a set rotation. It's a Mishmaras, Shekola Mishmaras, Shoynes, Mishalshoys, Behen. Each of the Mishmaras, the 24 Mishmaras, Kahuna, doubles up and triples up with the, what's it called? With the Pari Chag, the Fichesh, and Sidrin, Kumashim, Mesech, Sukkah, depending how many, and there's always leftover. So, not everybody gets the same amount. Aval Parshal Shmini, when it comes to the Par Shmini Atzeres, Bitchila Mephaisin Alam. They draw lots to see who's going to be bringing the Parshal Shmini Atzeres. They don't just follow, they don't continue the batting order from Sukkot. Zman la'atzmai, the Zion is levarich shechianu. We make a shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. We don't make a shechianu on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. We do on Shmini Atzeres. Regal la'atzmai she'ein shem chag ha'sukkos olav. It's called a regal in that we say whatever form of Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh or Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh in the davening. Karban La'atzma, this is Kashav, so Karban La'atzma, She'in Karban HaShav L'chol Sharim HaSachag. It's different than the rest of Sukkot. She'kulam Par Merub V'elim Shnayim V'yidal Kvasim. Because the rest of Sukkot, you bring a certain number of bulls and 2 rams and 14 lambs. But over here, Par Echad, Al Echad, and Shiva Kvasim. 1 bull, this is the Suda Ketana, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 lamb. Shir la'atzma she'ain shirei shava l'kol shar shirei t'me'achag. It doesn't have a similar shir shel yoyim to the rest of Yantif. Kol shir yime'achag medaber me'ain gezel matnas haniyim. Talking about withholding the gifts to the poor. V'oysan shel chol amoyed mefurish v'secha sukkah. And the ones on chol amoyed, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about, with the simen of hey vav mem beis hey yud. That has nothing to do with the harvest. Right? We know from Rosh Hashanah that Sukkot is called the Chaga Asif. And we don't know what the Shir Shalyam they sang in the Mikdash was. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah told us it's on Tzeich HaShminis. Tosis over here says, doesn't say what they sang in the Beis HaMikdash, but in Meseches Sofrim it says what they sang in the Beis HaKnesses. And Mistama, they say the same thing in the base of Mikdash, because why else would we do that? So even though Rashi doesn't explain it over here, he explained it in Rosh Hashanah, like Tosis, and even that, it seems like there's a jump over there. We're making an assumption that what they were misakin to say in the base Medrash, which we don't do in many places anymore, the Gronics do, some people say the Shir Shel Yom, that was that we find in Maseches Sofrim for each individual Yantif and Chol Hamoed. But we're making an assumption that whatever it says in Maseches Sofrim is what they did in Mikdash as well. But it's not klar. And Bracha La'atzmai, the base of Kashav, or the base, is Bracha Shayim Avarchin L'Tfilas Chai HaMelech. They used to make a Bracha. There's a Davin for the life of the king. Kimafurish B'tei Sefti the Sukkah. Al Shem, based on what it says in Melachim. B'yom HaShmini Shalach Es Ha'am V'Yivarech Es HaMelech. So too, on our Yom HaShmini Atzeres.
Oh, the Jewish king.
Yeah, Vada. Of course.
Just making sure.
That's right. We're supposed to daven for Shalom Malchus, but this is based on something else. This is based on the actual king. Frag the Gemara. Okay, so it's not Shmini Atzeres, but maybe it's just regular Atzeres. Ve'ema Atzeres, Deprisha Shiv L'Yoyim Echadhu. Right, until now we're talking about Regal and we're talking Pesach Sukkos. Maybe the mitzvah of Prisha was said for Shavuos. Rabbi Abba, Danim Par Echad V'Ail Echad, Mi Par Echad V'Ail Echad. We're going to learn out Yom Kippur, which has 1 bull, 1 ram, from the Miluim, where there was 1 bull, 1 ram. Lafuki Atzeres, Atzeres Shavuos is different, Dishnei Elim Ninhu, because there's 2 rams that are brought. Rashi, where is it? Tashlum and the Rishon is one Rashi. Alma, we see from the fact that Shmini Atzeres is Tashlum and the Rishon that it's Tafel Didehu, it's secondary to Sukkot, and it's not mistabra to say, it's not logical to say that the mitzvah of Prisha was said for something that the Iker of that Yantiv does not have Prisha, but this one does. Okay, what's this Parechar Vayal Echad? Done in Parechar Vayal Echad, Avoidas Musav Yom Kippurim, Parechar Vayal Echad. So by the carbon musaf, which is not part of the avodas hayom, there's 2 different tracts of carbonus on Yom Kippur. There's the musafin, and there's the avodas hayom. The stuff in Achrei Moshe is avodas hayom, and the carbonus elsewhere in Pinchas are the musaf Yom Kippur. So the musaf is par echad vayel echad, and by the miluim, avodas shmini lemiluim, there's also par echad vayel echad. Dichsiv, like the pasuk says, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas. I calls it an egel and not a par. So you, Mustama, remember from Rosh Hashanah that ben bakar is a code word for par. That even though it says the word egel, which implies a younger animal, the word ben bakar tells us that it's really an older animal, and that's where you have your par. The Gvuras Ari from Shagas Aryeh asks a question, asks a ton of questions on this Rashi, and one of the questions is that if you look in the Torah, as far as the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, of Shavuos, There's also par echad va'al echad. So he has a whole different mahalach, not like Rashi, and the Tzaka Machlokas Rishon, if you look at the Ritva, about when we say dan in par echad va'al echad, are we talking about the Musaf, like Rashi says, or are we talking about the actual Avodas Hayom? Ayin Sham, that's a big hak. So, fine. So we want to learn out Yom Kippur, which is par echad al echad from the Miluim, and not Shavuos, which is two Elim from Miluim, which was one.
What is Hayom? Like three practices?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Two goats?
That's the Avodas Hayom, right. But there's also an Ayil, there's the El Ha'am. Ayil Ha'am, there's El Shal Aaron. There's a lot going on over there.
They run him around like crazy all morning.
We didn't get to that yet.
Jumping here, jumping there.
We didn't get to there yet.
Changing clothes, mikvah, collecting blood. I thought it says in the Machzor that they were, because he survived, they take him home, and they used to not fast in the on Yom Kippur?
They fasted, you better believe it. Is it that right? Is it Chiyuv Karis if you don't fast
do
in Yom Kippur?
After he came home? I thought it says in the Machzor they brought him home because he survived.
All of that stuff that it says in the Avodas Yom Kippur, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, see in the Masechta. So, we have until sometime between now and Pesach, we will get to that. Okay, Fakti Gemara, not so fast. Ha nich lamanda amar Yom Kippurim ayil echad hu. That's only going to work if there's only one ayil on Yom Kippur. El lamanda amar shnei elim ninhu. If you hold there's two rams, ma'ik lememar. You can't say we're going to don par echad ayil echad from par echad ayil echad if it's really par echad shnei elim. Ditanya, we learned in a brisa. Where's this machlekes? Rebbe Omer, Ayil Echad, who Ha'amar Kan, who Ha'amar B'chum Shapikudim. The one ram that it says in Parshas Achrimos by Yom Kippur is the same ram referred to in Parshas Pinchas. Rebbe Lozer Ben Yishimon Omer, no. Shnei Elim Him. There's two rams brought on Yom Kippur. Echad Ha'amar Kan, the one that says in Parshas Achrimos, Ve'echad Ha'amar B'chum Shapikudim. And there's another one, the one in Parshas Pinchas is a different one. So Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon doesn't have this rejection of, well, maybe it's talking about Shavuos, because the way we rejected that doesn't fly according to him. So the Gemara, Filu Tam, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. No, I can still say it's Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon because the purpose of the two Elim is different. Hasam Chad L'Chayves Hayoyim V'Chad L'Musafin. Over there, one of them is for the Chayves Hayoyim, we'll call it the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and one of them is for the Musafin. So you have, going with Rashi, you have par echad v'ayil echad in the Musafin by Yom Kippur. Lafuki Atzeres, it's arvayu chayves hayom ninhu. As opposed to by Atzeres, where both of them are brought l'chayves hayom when you bring the shtei alecha. Zok to Rashi, ayil echad hu. So it's going to work if there's only one. Shehaya karban tzibur b'yom kippurim. The one that was the karban tzibur on Yom Kippur is the same one who amar kan ba'achrimos. Right, it says that from Klai Yisrael you take two goats and for chatas and one isle for an oila. So Rebbe holds Hua Amr ben Pinchas Musafin. It's the same one that's said by the Musafin. And there's a whole piece in Briskerov based on a Rambam who dons on what the status of this isle is. Is it part of the Musafin or is it Chavis Hayim? And he says it's both. Hasam chad l'chayves hayom. So even in the Rebbe Elazar Shimon, I can still say this rejection to say that we're not talking about Shavuos in the pasuk that it needs Prisha, because over there by Yom Kippur one is l'chayves hayom. Hahu da achrim is l'chayves hayom. Ve'ina karei musaf. That's not a karei musaf. V'loiksiv hasam milvad oilas habayker. It doesn't say over there the code words of besides for the oilas habayker. Kidichsiv b'chol musafin, like it says by the musafin. Milvad Oilas HaBoker, which implies the Mashmah Zeh Moisef al Dvar Yom B'Yomer. The Hainu, it's a Musaf, Karb Musaf, because it's Moisef, it's adding to the Chavis Hayom. La'afuke Yatzeres, the Tarvayu Chavis Hayom Ninhu. The two Elim that we see by Shavuos, again, in Rashi's world, there is a question on that, because there is an aisle that's brought for the Musaf. Whatever, leave that for now. L'chavis Shtei Alechem, that these two Elim are brought with the Shtei Alechem. Ksiv v'kravtem al Alechem, Elim Shnayim, when you bring the Shtei Alechem, which you don't actually put on the Mizbeach, it's Chametz, There's two rams.
Chametz
and Shavuos? We eat Chametz and Shavuos. And the Chayvus Hayom the Miluim was Ayel Echad Hu Dehava. So actually Rashi over here switched to say that we're talking about the Chayvus Hayom because he says...
Why did you say we don't put the lechem?
I'm saying when you bring it, V'kravs them al lechem, you're not bringing the Shtei Lechem. Right? When you bring the carbon Omer, you take a kamitza of the Omer and you throw it on the Mizbeach. Nothing from the Shtei Lechem gets thrown on the Mizbeach. But v'chol sar, v'chol dvash lo sakti yuren u, Yishel Hashem. We don't bring leaven on the Mizbeach. Or fruit honey. Or any honey, for that matter.
So they didn't have to put tin foil on the Mizbeach?
They, no. That would be a chatzitza. Zokta Gemara Vayter. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. So, okay. So, it's not Shavuos. Maybe we need 7 days of Prisha before Rosh Hashanah. The Prisha Shivali Yom Echad Hu. And apparently we don't have this problem with the Karbanos. We have a different problem with the Karbanos. Amar Rabbi Abbahu, Danim Par Echad, I'm sorry, Par Va'al Shaloi, Mi Par Va'al Shaloi, we're going to learn out Prisha, where the Par and the Ayal are brought from the Kohen Gadol's own money, Mi Par Va'al Shaloi, from the Miluim, where the Par and Ayal that Aaron HaKohen brought were from his own money. Lafuki Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, and here we got two birds, one stone. This is going to be an answer for why Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah are not the Yamim Tovim that would require Prisha, Ditzibor Ninhu, because the Karbanos, the Parva Isle that you bring on Shavuos or on Rosh Hashanah, comes from the Tzibor. So it's just fundamentally different as far as who pays for this Karban. So Dr. Rashi, Donim Par Shaloi, Dimilui Mishaloi Hu, Dichsiv, Pasuk says, Kach Lecha Egel, Torah says that Aaron HaKohen, take for yourself an Egel, Ubi Yom Kippur Nami, he's got a Parva Isle Mishaloi. Bezois yavai aron ala kodesh bepar ben bakar v'ayel, right? Lafuki atzeres Rosh Hashanah de tzibur ninhu. Those are all carbon tzibur. There's nothing coming specifically from the Kohen Gadol himself. Whoever's doing that, well, yeah, the Kohen Gadol himself. So it can't be. But that's not so pashut. Hanich lemanda amar kach lecha mishalcha. That's only going to work if you darshan the word kach lecha by the miluim, and we darshan lecha as mishalcha. And asay lecha mishalcha. And when it says also by the chatzaitzus, no, sorry, that's not chatzaitzus. That's by the aron. That the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the aron mishalcha. You got to pay for it. Elamanda amin shal tzibar meik lemeimar. But if you hold that, even though it says lecha by those things that came from the tzibar, you're going to have a problem.